faster is better when it comes to the internet. So is browsing without having to deal with a lot of advertising. But ads are unfortunately a fact of life online. If you use Google, for example, you've noticed how ads appear based on the search term that you entered. Well, now a company in Britain has come up with a way to advance the art of targeted advertising. The company says it's anonymous and it's legal. Privacy advocates aren't so sure, though. The World's Clark Boyd explains.
Form, that's P-H-O-R-M, wants nothing more or less than to revolutionize online advertising. The company says it has developed a system that can track every web page a user visits. And in return, the lucky web surfer gets to
see relevant advertising wherever they browse. So you can think of it as kind of Google while browsing rather than Google while searching.
Kent Ertegrel is Form's CEO.
It replaces the irrelevant ads that you get bombarded with much more relevant ads, and in the process reduces the amount of waste advertising that advertisers have to show in order to reach their audience.
Well, that sounds good for advertisers, which in turn makes it sound good for Form. The company says it wants to take on the likes of Google and Yahoo and spread the online advertising wealth around a little bit. It also, apparently, sounds good to internet service providers. Three of Britain's biggest ISPs have signed on to trial the product. But isn't Form just a souped-up version of spyware? Code that sits on your computer and tracks your every move? Well, not technically, says Graham Cluley of the antivirus firm Sophos.
Normally, advertisingware and spyware and those sort of things install code on your computer. And the way in which Form works, it doesn't really install code on your computer. It's actually sort of held at the ISP level. So there's nothing for us to stop in that point of view.
But wait a minute. Form tracks every web page you visit. It logs every search term you enter, and then it analyzes that information. University of Cambridge computer scientist Richard Clayton thinks that's more than a little intrusive.
The comparison I make is that it's a bit like the mailman. Before he pushes the letters through your front door, he just reads them all to check what you're interested in so that he can give you some better junk mail adverts to go with them. And we're not used to our mailmen doing that sort of thing.
Clayton is warning Britons and their government about concerns over Form's system. At the heart of those concerns is privacy. The creator of the World Wide Web, Tim Berners-Lee, recently expressed discomfort with Form's basic idea.
I want to know that if I look up a whole lot of books about some form of cancer, that's not going to get to my insurance company, and I'm going to find that my health insurance has gone up because they've just figured the chances of my having cancer has kind of just gone up by 5% because I've been looking at those books.
So the big questions are, what personal information is Form sweeping up, and how long is that information kept? Form CEO Kent Ertegrel claims your data are safe.
The breakthrough here is that this is a system that is able to be very, very powerful and very, very useful for advertisers, but in fact doesn't store data. It doesn't store a record of where anybody's been. It doesn't store a record of where people have searched for.
Ertegrel says that Form anonymizes the data. Then it analyzes it, creates targeted ads, and moves on without keeping any records. The company has invited privacy advocates like Richard Clayton to test its system.
To a large extent, the Form system tackles that privacy issue reasonably well, far better than many of the other systems which are out there on the internet. However, that doesn't make it lawful from the point of view of interception.
Ah, interception. You see, under UK law, you can't take communications between two people and make it available to a third party unless you have permission from both parties. So Form has waded into a bit of a legal and public relations minefield in Britain. At a recent public forum, one IT specialist accused the company of, quote, turning people into products. Alan Watson is the non-executive chairman of an IT advocacy forum called ICOMP. He says the battle over Form is healthy for the public.
Our relationship as individuals with information technology is fundamentally changing. It's become a two-way street. It's become interactive. And one of the consequences of that is that when you pass information across to a new technology, you owe it to yourself as a consumer and even as a citizen to think about what you're doing.
For its part, Form has been forced to rethink how it rolls out. Originally, ISPs were going to have the service turned on automatically and then let users opt out. Now, some are wondering if it might not be better to let people opt in only if they want to. As for the future of Form, the company is reportedly negotiating with the likes of AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast in the United States. For The World, this is Clark Boyd, London.